Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Get healthy. Be healthy. Stay healthy. It's the Power of Health with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
You know, Marge, when we start thinking about a digestive system and we start thinking about the idea of what our digestive system does, I think a lot of people just realize that we eat our food, things should digest in our stomach, the good stuff should go one way, the bad stuff should go another way, we should build a healthy body. But that's about as much as we know. And, you know, I think a lot of times we don't relate or equate the idea of a digestive system that's out of balance, a weak, good, sound bacterial system in our intestines and our gut. And we don't relate that to how we get overweight, but there is a direct relationship.
Well, of course there is, because I think a lot of people aren't aware that there's a lot of bacteria going on in our body. What is it? They guess about 100 trillion bacteria. Well, when you eat bad food, when you eat food that you know is not good for you, it's not just your head that knows it, but your gut knows it too. And it has to actually create bacteria to deal with this bad food and to figure what do we do with it. And so you get very out of balance. Your bacterial balance becomes shifted to bacteria that is lower in an obese person than it is in a person who is not, because your body's busy making the bacteria to deal with the high sugar, high fat, very inflammatory foods, and that keeps your digestive system pretty busy. You know, it's not just sitting there doing nothing all day waiting for the food to show up. It's a 24-hour system. It's not like it stops. It's continuous. So when you continually give your system food that is unhealthy, the bacteria says, oh, goodness, we have to work really hard to make this bacteria, which really is not going to help us out with our weight problem, because we don't have any time to work on the better bacteria, because there's no raw material here. There's no fresh vegetables. There's no fiber. There's no things that we need to make our healthy bacteria stronger. And I think that's one reason that even though you can pack in a lot of calories with bad food choices, somehow or other, you're not satisfied. Not long after the meal, you're hungry again.
Let me ask you a quick question. You know, isn't it the process of how we eat today also an issue? Because we don't chew our food. We don't chew our food. We woof our food. We eat while we're driving. We eat quickly. We drink tons of cold beverage with our meal. And we are, you know, swallowing gigantic pieces of food. We don't masticate. We don't break it down. We actually don't even start the digestive process in our mouth, because we're drinking carbonated beverages and sweet drinks and sugar drinks. And, you know, everything is being chilled down. And then you get down to the stomach and we turn our stomach acid into bathwater. And then it takes forever to do any digestion, and we're already in a deficit before we start to weaken the lining of our gut.
And that's so true. I mean, I wonder how many listeners have had the experience of driving through a place to get something to eat on their way home and realizing that by the time they got home, they already ate it. And you're not conscious of eating that way. You're just putting it in. You're not thinking about chewing. You're not thinking about what you're eating. You're not eating in a relaxed, comfortable atmosphere for your body. So your body's going to object. And with some people, it's not only that they gain weight easily, but they have digestive distress. They feel very bloated. They get a lot of gas. They get a lot of belching. And they don't understand where it's coming from. I mean, I don't know how many times people have said to me, well, when I was younger, none of that stuff bothered me.
True.
And, you know, as we get older, our digestive system gets older, and we have to take better care of it. We have to give it what it needs. I think a prime example of how the negative bacteria can affect us is artificial sweeteners. You know, you see sometimes on artificially sweetened products that overconsumption can have a laxative effect. Well, that's because we don't have bacteria for those chemicals. That's not real food. It's made in a science lab food. So by the time it reaches our gut, our bacteria has to react. And the fact that it has a severe laxative effect should tell you that it's not supposed to be there.
You know, when people think about a healthy diet, and today we talk a lot about like a Mediterranean-ish diet where we're eating good quality foods, there's no processing, there's no heavy amounts of sugar-based foods, you know, all the junk has been cut out of the diet. You know, people that have switched over to this way of eating, and they've incorporated in, you know, I always like to mention Natasha's idea for the Healthy Trinity, which is a great quality diet of digestible body supporting foods, of course, some kind of an exercise that you are able to do consistently, and then of course bringing in, you know, a quality probiotic, you know, the trinity of good health. When people change over to this, you know, they're not going to feel amazing overnight, but it may be 2 days, maybe 3 days, that they're going to take a step back and wonder why they feel different. It's such an easy thing to do, but it's the hardest thing for us to motivate ourselves to do. But 2-3 weeks into the program, you will be wondering why you never did it before and questioning your procrastination. But, you know, I can't tell you how many people, you know, we need to make sure that, you know, everybody that is doing the things that need to be done are focusing on going back to basics, because it doesn't have to be complicated to get healthy, because we sure make it complicated getting unhealthy by doing all the things that we do every day. And we make some pretty bad choices. And it's as a nation, it's across all demographics. Everybody in every little part of the country, in every financial part, men, women, all ages, all races, everybody is doing unhealthy stuff every day. And as a nation, with all of our technology, we're sure getting unhealthy.
I know. And part of that is, I think the technology makes us want things faster and easier. Because, you know, when you get a new electronic device, you realize, wow, my old one was so slow. And it's instantaneous almost, but in your head you perceive it as slow. So you have to not only reset your thinking, but when you're trying to not just lose weight, because losing the weight isn't the hardest part. The hardest part is maintaining that weight loss. So what you have to do besides change the way you eat, when you add a quality probiotic to your daily routine, and it's very easy, I mean, you simply have to swallow it. I mean, it's not, you don't have to go make it yourself or anything. You just get it, you start taking it, and over time, when you ingest probiotics, you're resetting the balance of the microbiota in your intestinal tract. And when you're resetting it to the positive as opposed to the negative, that is why they think that healthy probiotics and a healthy gut can lead to more success, not only with your weight loss, but maintenance of that weight loss. Because, like I said before, that is by far the hardest part.
Well, let me ask you a question. When we set our reset, let's say, because most of us are not in a set form right now. Let's say we reset our probiotic balance in our gut and our digestive system is tuned up a little bit better. How does the tuning up of the digestive system keep us from putting on the weight and actually helping us maybe with the digestive process kind of lose weight? I mean, how are they connected to where when it's in balance, it's going to work for us and not against us?
Well, I know you've said this many times, and I'm sure many people have heard it. It's not what you eat, it's what you assimilate. So if your digestive system is working in your favor at its peak potential, that there's no inflammation of the gut, that things are coming in, being processed, and moving out, I think the first thing that people notice when their gut gets back in shape is their appetite gets more in control. Because when your body is being nourished, you're less hungry. That's why when you eat bad food or junky food, it's very calorically dense. It tends to have a lot of fat, processed sugars, a lot of sodium, and you can pack in, you know, 1,000 calories at one meal, that kind of a meal, and be hungry an hour and a half later. Because you didn't eat anything nutritious. You didn't eat anything at all that fed your body what it needs. which is why I think that along with your good probiotic is the perfect time to start a healthy multiple vitamin. Because what you want to do is tell your body, hey, here's nutrients. Here's some really good nutrients, and now I'm going to go out and feed you some really good food, and then you're going to work better. You know, if you've ever gone to a conference and you feel good all day because the people putting on the conference put a lot of effort into providing a lunch that was extremely healthy. You have more energy after the lunch. You don't want that nap. You're more alert, and you're not hungry. You're able to go through the rest of the day satisfied. And I think a lot of people don't pay attention to that, but, you know, there's nothing that you can say bad about eating good food. It may take a little bit more time. It may take a little bit more effort. But if you're not worth it, then who is?
Well, you know, I think we've all gotten into the category of changing our relationship with food. We have turned our food and our eating habits into, you know, a pastime, and we relate everything we do to food, every activity, whether we're happy, whether we're crying, whether we're celebrating, whether we're depressed, everything is around food. And we have turned something that the idea of eating food to sustain life and rebuild healthy cells and help our body continue to live into something that we now live to eat. And the thing is, we don't choose good quality food. I can't tell you how many times I've been with somebody and they're just like, you know, I want to go something to eat, you know, and they'll say, well, you want to go to salad? No, I don't want that. I want junk food. I want something. I want this. I want that. And it's rarely good. And we have learned how to equate it to our personality and to change our mood. Food is now mood altering in a negative way. But adversely, the other side of the coin is food can be also motivating to our mood and very sustaining and very energetic and very vibrational for the body. We can change the way we feel, the way we act, the way we look, the health of our body, our longevity, and really the way we feel, but we have to kind of move past what we're hooked on right now. And I say it all the time, those first 2-3 weeks are never easy, but always well worth it.
I think so too. And, you know, it took you a while to develop the bad habit.
Sure.
It's going to take you a while to change that bad habit into a good habit. And once you get in the routine of paying more attention to the quality of your food, and preparing it to put that convenience back into it, the easier it is to stick with. I mean, I do that every single week on my day off, and you've known me a long time, you know I do it. I prepare food. I make it easy to pack my lunch every morning. So I know I'm not using the excuse of, oh, I just didn't get to it, I'm just going to grab something quick. And usually that grab something quick is not a very good choice. So it's easy to get in that routine. You take an hour, hour and a half out of one day, and you clean your produce. You clean your fruit. I even go to the point where I put it in little containers so it's all ready to go. When I get up in the morning, I just put everything in a bag, assemble my lunch, and I'm out the door. And it's not that hard to do that. I mean, think about the time it takes. Let's say for you to leave your job, get in your car, drive to where you're going, get the food, and drive back. Add that up over a five-day week. If you're at home preparing good food for an hour, hour and a half, it's half the time you spend seeking out the bad choice.
Well, and also, you know what's in your food.
Yes.
You truly do.
You know what you're having.
Yeah.
You know how much fat you're having. You know how much salt you're having. And it makes you eat fresh food. And after you do it for a while, that's what you want. And that's changing the mindset while you're resetting your bacteria. You're getting your head and your gut talking to each other the way they're supposed to. And that's always a good thing.
It is a good thing. And, you know, and we've often said, many of us in the field, you know, we all go to the grocery store, wherever we shop, we go in with an empty cart and we all leave with bags filled with stuff. You know, what we put in those bags You know, that's really up to us. And people say, you know, I can't help, you know, the idea that I'm overweight and I can't help. Well, a lot of it we can. And it is activity, and it is, you know, the food that we choose, and it is looking at things a little differently, and it is getting active. And I'm never going to say it's going to be easy, because it's not. It's a very difficult thing, because you can, like I said, you have to continue to eat. You don't get to just stop eating completely like you do when you quit smoking and drinking. You know, so there is retraining that goes in, and there are urges, and there are habits, and there are cravings, and there are addictions to food. And we have to kind of work through that. Never easy, always worth it, but still one of those things that is going to be perplexing for a lot of people. And some people are not going to ever make an attempt because maybe in the past they haven't been successful. And we have to remember that even though you may not have been successful in the past, you have to move past that and try again. Because it's not about your unsuccessful ventures in the past. It's about moving forward and having the tools and having the information and seeing what's new and how it works with your system. And I think, Marge, that's one of the hardest things for people to realize is if you've been unsuccessful in the past, you can still be successful now.
I know. I've heard many times from people, well, I don't even bother going on a diet anymore because the weight always comes back. I never succeed. So one thing I like to tell people I work with is you don't have to change overnight. Find the three worst things you eat on a regular basis, just three. And that could be drinking soda. That could be eating chips. I mean, it could be anything. It could be that, you know, you buy a pint of ice cream and eat the whole thing, you know, instead of a cup or a half a cup. So if you find those three things, that's your first three steps. Give up those three. And then maybe a couple weeks later, find three more. And slowly work the things out of your life. You know, you don't want to create that feeling that you're depriving yourself of everything, because then you will fail. If you look at it as getting rid of the junk food is depriving you of what you want, before you teach yourself about the healthy food choices, you're not going to keep up with it very long. And it's a long-term thing. I mean, most people didn't become 40 or 50 pounds overweight in a period of 2 to 3 weeks. It's been slowly adding on all the time. And I think one of those things is sugar consumption. You know, it's easy to do. You don't think about it when you stop somewhere to get a beverage and think, oh my gosh, I'm drinking 14 teaspoons of sugar.
Yeah. Well, you know, the whole idea is that we have to be aware of our surroundings. We have to be aware of our habits. And we need to realize that the ultimate decision for change has to come from us.
And it's not the simplest thing.
No, it never is. You know, it is going to be something we're going to have to focus on. And I think you'll be the first to say, and I've heard you say it before, baby steps. You don't have to make leaps and bounds and run marathons the first day. Small steps, small changes, they have a monumental difference in our health.
That's exactly it. Take little steps to get to the top of the hill.
You know, we've learned a lot about our health over the last couple of years. And I think many of us have learned out of necessity, because we're putting ourselves into categories today that, you know, we've never seen before. We've never been this big. We've never been this unhealthy. We've never been in situations where we have to really start focusing on our health ahead of time and be preventive and have a better protocol. But, you know, the thing is, we're having alternatives that are so wonderful and complements that are in our life every day. You know, I go back to Natasha's Healthy Trinity because it just makes the best sense. A healthy diet of good quality food, great exercise, something that you can do every single day, and the addition of a quality, hands down, best of the best probiotic that'll make a dramatic difference in your overall health. Just these three things can dramatically change your life. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke. This is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all the segments, visit my show page, The Power of Health, on RadioMD.com. I thank you for tuning in. Be well.